just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Probably Hinduism is the only religion in the world which has used the word play or leela. If you see other religions, they say that God is created, is the creator. God has created this world. But a Hindu says, this world is not created by God, but this world is the divine play of the God, of the Supreme. Christians say God created the world. Jewish say God created the world. Islam says God created the world. But a Hindu says God has not created. This is the divine play. There is a painter and there is a painting. If the painting is destroyed, the painter still stays. Or if the painter is no more there, the painting is still there. But when we say that this world is the divine play of God, it's like dance and dancer. If a dancer goes away, dance cannot stay. So dancer and dance are one. That's why this concept has been included in almost all the scriptures of Hindu. That this world is the divine play of God. and God permeates and penetrates and interpenetrates everything of this world. This world is suffused with God. The word Leela is very beautiful. Leela means play, divine play, entertainment. It means overflowing of energy. It means abundant energy. It means the dance of energy. It means the songs of energy. It means the celebration of energy. So this world is the celebration of energy. So Baba has also used this word multiple times in different Murlis, in different contexts. But Baba doesn't want us to do certain Leelas. And what are those Leelas? We have seen multiple times in Murli. Baba says, don't do this divine play of carelessness. Don't do this divine plays of laziness. Don't do this divine play of excuses. But children are very interested in doing this play. Nobody wants laziness at Amrit Vela. We want to drive away laziness at Amrit Vela. But laziness drives away our Amrit Vela. It is so powerful. So, we are seeing different messages by Bab Dada. Yesterday, what we saw? Yes. What was yesterday's discussion? Before we move ahead, art of flying. So Baba said, learn flying. And today, from the same divine message, this is the Avyakta message of 31st July 2009. Bachchon ne majority parivartan ka sankalp achha kiya hai. लेकिन दुनिया का और नंबरवार ब्राह्मण परिवार के वाइब्रेशन वायुमंडल के प्रभाव का असर दृढ़ संकल्प को हल्का कर देता है. यह रॉयल रूप की माया का प्रभाव दृढ़ संकल्प को बदल कर करना तो है होना तो है तो की भाषा में बदल देता है. अब करना है. अब की बहुत काल के अभ्यासी अभी बहुत काल के अभ्यासी बनना है. अब नहीं कब करना. ऐसे अचल अटल स्वरूप बनना है. रहमदिल बाप दादा बच्चों के पुरुषार्थ की लीला को देख कभी कभी यह सोचता है कि बच्चों को अभी अभी इस कमजोरी की लीला से एक्स्ट्रा सहयोग दे छुड़ा दो. लेकिन बच्चों की बुद्धि क्लीन और क्लियर नहीं होने के कारण उस एक्स्ट्रा सहयोग को कैच नहीं कर सकते. बाप दादा ऐसे पुरुषार्थ की भिन्न भिन्न लीलाएं साक्षी हो देखते रहते हैं. इसलिए बाप दादा हर बच्चे को चाहे छोटा है बड़ा है शक्ति है पांडव है फॉरेनर्स है भारतवासी है सबको यही याद दिलाते हैं कि अब रिटर्न जर्नी का समय है घर जाना है. इसलिए मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी की सेट सीट पर सेट हो सदा स्वराज्य अधिकारी स्थिति में करुण हार बन कर्मेंद्रियों द्वारा कर्मयोग करते स्व परिवर्तन और विश्व परिवर्तन करना ही. सो बिग स्टेटमेंट्स. So Bab Dada is detached observer. And what he sees? He sees the divine play by children. The divine play of their effort, the divine play of their Purusharth. Baba is watching us at Amrit Vela. How much alert we are. So the play of laziness, the play of carelessness, the play of excuses. This is where we are trapped. The life should become play, yes, but the play of watchfulness, the divine play of alertness, the divine play of wakefulness, the divine play of detached observer. This is what Baba wants. There is something that makes us extrovert. Again and again, we draw this circle. At the center, we are. And at the periphery, everything is going on. The center is soul consciousness. The periphery is action consciousness, role consciousness, body consciousness, soil consciousness, chariot consciousness. The journey is from body towards soul. The journey is from circumference to the center. It's because of the decentering. We are busy in carelessness, laziness, and excuses. No excuses. And Baba, when he sees his children doing all this, he feels as if he should go and correct them, but then he doesn't. Because he doesn't disobey the laws of drama. So the goal is to stop these plays, quit playing these games, and begin a new game. So today we will see what games we should play, what divine leela we should do. And the first is Amrit Vela. It's the foundation. They say that it's written in the Sikh literature that a day is divided in 8 parts, 8 prahar. Each prahar, each part is made up of 3 hours. And they say the time from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, this prahar has got strongest, most powerful energy. If you enter into this energy field, fully alert, awake, you become powerful. That's why they say that get up and do bhakti, read scriptures, chant the name of God early in the morning. Since Amrit Vela is the foundation, we should do adequate preparation for it. And the most powerful preparation for Amrit Vela, only two things. Give up food at night. There's no need for any food to be taken at night. If you want a very powerful Amrit Vela, with sunset, nothing should enter your body. No food, no water. The last 6 o'clock. Even better, 5 o'clock. Even better, 4 o'clock. And the best, 2 o'clock. So your dinner finishes by 2 p.m. If you want an extremely powerful Amrit Vela, which is free from sleep, if you want an extremely powerful early Amrit Vela, food interferes in meditation. It's the greatest obstruction. And the second is sleep early. What time? Don't try to cross 10 p.m. If was not possible, then 9:30. If not possible. If possible, 9:30. If possible, 9. If possible, 8:30. This is the best time. If you can sleep by 8:30, then it is very easily possible to get up at 1:30. So that you can begin your powerful Amrit Vela at 2 a.m. And Amrit Vela is the only time when you can connect with God or reconnect with God and disconnect with the world. So just these two things. Sleeping early and food before sunset. If possible, no food. Our body can survive on very little. The more you put into it, the more heavy it becomes. And more is the task of elimination. The lighter it is, the lighter it can fly. So, Baba wants us to do this Leela of Amrit Vela. The second is Gyan, Murli. The best time to study Murli is Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is not just for meditation, it's also for studying Gyan. Because your mind is very much focused, concentrated, and a very powerful receptive stage. So you can instill the knowledge into your intellect. And then second time is before going to sleep. Because the last thought becomes the first thought. So before you hit the bed, study some passage. The third is your food. Let that food become a celebration. Offer bhog. Nothing should enter the body without offering bhog. It should become pure with your own vision. And don't trust others in this. It is your body, it's your food, you are eating, so you have to offer bhog. The bhog has already been offered by somebody else. Bhog is an extrinsically personal matter. So offer yourself with your own thoughts, with your emotions. The food should become divine energy with your divine vibrations. It's not what you are eating, it's more of how you are eating, with what attitude you are consuming. The fourth is traffic control. Play this divine leela throughout the day. Whenever you get time, get detached from the body, from the role consciousness, from the body consciousness, from the soil consciousness, from the action consciousness, from the world consciousness, from the relationship consciousness, from the seva consciousness, from the duty consciousness, and move towards charioteer consciousness. So keep on performing this leela throughout the day, whenever you get time. And that should become, again, I have to create my own drills. If somebody offers me ready-made drills, I may practice it for 1 or 2 days and then give up. I have to create my own drills. Self-made drills. Self-tailored drills. And this drill creation work again happens at Amrit Vela. You decide what drills I have to do throughout the day. I have a time when I am just sitting and waiting for somebody. Convert that waiting time into a drill time. Your mind should become a sharp receiver, which can receive spiritual signals at Amrit Vela. You should have that strong spiritual antenna. You can grasp those spiritual signals from Supreme. Sit silently and watch and try to listen and feel His love, His rays, His powers, His energy. God is the ocean of energy, divine energy. Fill yourself with that divine energy at Amrit Vela. Throw that. Throughout the day, you are filled with abundant energy. No tiredness, no laziness, no excuses, no carelessness. And every moment becomes a moment of Rajyoga. Rajyoga has nothing to do with sitting in some room in front of some trance light with some song in the background and with that red light. It's a very preliminary stage of yogic life. Toddlers, neonates and newborns, they do this. The real Rajyoga begins outside Baba's room. The real Rajyoga begins when you enter your karma field. The real Rajyoga begins when you are on the stage. 9 to 6. The rest is just preparation. Nothing else. When you are interacting with thousands of people, you are extremely busy. That time, just retire within yourself. Become silent. Go within. There is a perennial source of bliss. The spring of bliss is within you. The eternal spring, the eternal fountain of creativity is within you. So drill. And then evening yoga, which is even more powerful. Many of us, they are happy with Amrit Vela, but there is no evening yoga in their lives because that time they utilize for service or for some other thing. This is the time to gather yourself because you have become scattered throughout the day. Now garner your fragmented soul and make it one here. This is a full stop. This is a comma. Amrit Vela is a full stop. Between the two full stops, this is a comma. You are beginning, before you finish the day, you need a stop. Because 100 things have happened throughout the day. Now you need to recollect, to restore, to stop, statue. Slow down. And then, before you go to sleep. And before sleeping, again, writing your diary, your chart, reading something powerful, reflecting on your day, what has happened, how it was. Your spiritual senses should become very sharp. It's known as spiritual insight. There was a man who was dead, deaf, old man. So he went to his doctor. The doctor said, yes, I can correct your deafness. And he operates him. Gives him some device also. And the man is happy. He goes home. The man comes back after 1 month. The doctor asks, how are you? Your family must be very happy. He says, I didn't tell them. And last 1 month, I changed my will 3 times. In last 1 month, I changed my will 3 times because my family still thinks that I don't hear anything. But I hear everything, but I don't let them know that I have started hearing. So the spiritual senses in the similar manner would become sharp. others may not notice, but you will feel. Now you can hear everything. Now you can see everything. You can feel those divine touchings from God. How will I know that it is my own thinking or God's touching? How I will know that it is Baba's touching and not my thinking? CSP, 19th March 82, Avyakta Murli. If it is Baba's touching, it will be very clear, clarity. Very, very, very clear, no confusion at all. If it is your own thinking, your own churning, your own muddled thinking, your own confused, cloudy state of the mind, your own confounded mind, then it will be never clear. So the first thing is clarity. The second is P. P is powerful. If it is Baba's touching, it will be extremely powerful. It will be beyond your power. It will be something like impossible. And third, success. This is the last criteria. If it is Baba's touching, it will always become successful. If it is not successful, retrospectively, you can say that it was not Baba's touching. It was my own thinking. There is one word in English which is known as past invention. Past invention. Whenever we become successful, we say that Baba had touched me. We invent the past. It is not existing, but we create it. Somebody tells, oh, tell your experience of Brahmin life. So we decorate it with multiple beautiful experiences borrowed and stolen from others' lives and present it as if it is my own. This is known as past invention. We create past. If somebody tells you what happened yesterday, what was your experience of Baba Milan? We said, I had a wonderful experience. I was just lost and I became bodiless. Actually, nothing happened like that. But we create to preserve our image of a yogi. So this is known as past invention. We create, we invent, we manipulate past. We tamper with past. We decorate it and then present it. And the Brahmin family gets impressed. And then your status increases. So don't play this game of past inventions. Tell the truth as it is. Baba loves truth. Your decoration of falsehood will not help you. So come out of this falsehood's trade. Om Shanti.